News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And we have so much going on in our community. This week is no exception, of course. We got the Blue Angels Air Show happening this week. All kinds of things going on. And I'm going to be telling you more about that coming up in a little bit. But in the meantime, not too far away is our favorite, one of my favorite organizations, Art Gateway. And they are having their crab cake cook-off coming up. Lauren is on the line. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you were able to call in and chat with us about this upcoming event.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. So first of all, talk about your organization. There may be some folks that have heard of you, but they don't really know maybe some of the services you have for our community and the things that you do. So I'd love to hear a little bit about the background and all that your organization does for our community.
So of course, I'm with the Art Gateway, and we have been in Pensacola since 1954, so we actually are celebrating our 71st year this year.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that long.
That long, I know, right?
Wow.
We provide programs and services to people in our community with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and that's from children. We have our Pearl Nelson Center and Help Me Grow that provides pediatric therapies and interventions, all the way up to our senior program. We have group homes, we have transportation services, we have day programs, so a little bit of everything to just enhance those lives.
And these programs are just so critical to our community, especially those with developmental disabilities, because so many of the adults participate. It's not just kids. I mean, you do both. But I was involved with the ARC Gateway Foundation board many years ago, and I was amazed with the Pollock Center and all the different ways that you provide employment for people, housing for people. I mean, there's so many different things that y'all do.
We do. We have our PALS program that provides post-secondary education. We have supported employment that helps to get jobs and excel in jobs. So, yeah, all the programs.
That's amazing. So all of this costs money,
bottom line. It does. Lots of money.
And you're a nonprofit. And so y'all do several events throughout the year. But I got to confess, as a former board member, this is my favorite. So tell us about the crab cake.
I'm probably not supposed to say that, but it's also my favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll keep your secret here on the station. How's that?
Right.
And the thousands of listeners now know. Your secret's safe with us, okay, Lauren? So tell us about it. How did this thing get started? And give us the details, because it really is a fun event.
Yeah, it's super fun. This is actually the 27th annual Crab Cake Cook-Off.
Wow.
Buck Mitchell with Seville Quarter started it for us way back when. It's really fun. All we have local, and it doesn't have to be restaurants. We have local chefs, cook teams. Any cook team of three is welcome to sign up, and we're still taking sign-ups. If you have a really great crab cake recipe, it's not too late to join the cook teams.
Okay.
We compete for the coveted Judges Award or the People's Choice Award.
Okay.
So we have all the cook teams compete. And then for our visitors that come and buy tickets and attend the event, it's all-you-can-eat crab cake. So you walk around and try and get to all of them. You get a coin to vote for your favorite crab cake to help name that People's Choice Award winner.
Uh-huh.
And we have a great auction. It's just a super fun night after, 4th of July and Blue Angels are over and you're feeling like summer's ended.
Not yet.
Yeah.
So tell us the date and where it's located and everything.
This year it'll be next Wednesday, July 16th. VIP doors open at 5. Regular admission is at 6. And then we are at Seville Quarter. We take up most of Seville Quarter that night, actually.
It's actually completely, if you're going to Seville Quarter for a drink, you might as well buy that ticket for a crab cake.
You should, yeah.
Because it's definitely
Don't
takes over.
Don't miss out on the crab cake.
And it's so much fun because we have all these different restaurants. But what's also fun about it is that, that I've known in past years, we'll have cooks there that are just great cooks. Like, this is the thing that I make every year. I'm from New Orleans, and I can make the best crab cake around, right?
Are you competing?
No.
You need to come compete this year.
No, not me, but I'm saying I've seen people who say that. Like, they're not chefs, but this is the one thing that they cook. And so they'll enter to win the contest and everything, which is great. So that's what I'm saying. If somebody considers themselves to be a great cook, but they don't own a restaurant, but they do cook great crab cakes, they can be in the competition, right?
Yes, come show off.
What does it cost if you want to be in it? What would they have to do?
So you'll go to our crabcakecookoff.com, website and register. There's no fee to sign up, but you have to provide your crab cakes.
How many crab cakes would you, how many people would they have to be provide for, I guess would be the question.
So it's 3 full-size crab cakes for the judges, and then I think we say 300 bite-sized crab cakes.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that makes sense, because that's about how many people come to this thing. It's usually a lot of folks.
It is, it is. And we are sold out of VIP, but we still have general admission tickets available, but those usually sell out too, so don't wait.
Oh, so don't wait to walk in that night.
No, yeah, don't wait till the day of or you'll be out of luck.
Okay, and how much are those tickets?
$75.
Okay. And again, all the money supports ARC Gateway and all the programs that you do throughout the year. So it really is a qualified fundraiser for a great organization.
Yes, it's fun, but it's also for a great cause.
Absolutely. Okay. So what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite that you're looking for from previous years that you're looking for this year?
Last year, Seville Quarter won the judges' choice in that. In 27 years, that was their first win.
Really?
So it's not a biased thing.
Huh. That's interesting.
That was their first win.
I would have thought Buck would have had them winning way before that.
Right?
Interesting.
So I'm curious to see. They promised to bring it again this year.
Uh-huh.
And then Azalea Trace, they won 3 years in a row. They took last year off, but they're back this year. So
they're an assisted.
It'll be a tough competition.
They are an assisted living organization,
yes.
Right? So I'm thinking, you think that places like that would not have good food, and you're telling me they just won the contest 300 years in a row?
Yes.
That's awesome. I love that. That's great for all their customers to be proud of, all their residents.
Yes, no shortage of good food out there.
That's great. Okay, so we're talking with Lauren. And tell me your last name, Lauren.
Volheim.
Okay, Volheim.
Yes.
Okay, so Lauren Volheim, she is with ARC Gateway. We're talking about the upcoming ARC Gateway Annual Crab Cook-Off, which is happening next Wednesday, July 16th. It'll be at Seville Quarter, and it's going to be starting at 6, because the VIP tickets, I understand, are already sold.
VIP is sold out.
Okay, so we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this in just a few minutes, but we're going to take a quick break here, and if you'll stick around with us, Lauren, we'll get into some more details. This is Pep Talk. If you've got a question about ARC Gateway or possibly about the Crab Cake Cook-Off itself, text it in at 850-437-1620, and we'll be back with Pep Talk right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. We're talking with Lauren Volheim. She is the Marketing and Communications Manager for ARC Gateway, and also talking about the upcoming event, the ARC Gateway Crab Cook-Off. So good morning to you, Lauren. I'm so glad you could stick around with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so it's an exciting event. If you have a question about the event or ARC Gateway, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So often what happens with the radio, Lauren, is that people are listening on their way to work or they're running errands. So they say about every 5 to 10 minutes our listeners change over and somebody may be just tuning in. So for those folks, tell us about ARC Gateway again and also the upcoming event.
Sure, we are a nonprofit here in Pensacola. We've been operating since 1954. We provide programs and services for people in our area with intellectual and developmental disabilities, from our kids in our pediatric therapy and intervention programs on up to our senior adults. We have post-secondary education with our PALS program. We have supported employment programs. We offer group homes and transportation services. So a little bit of everything to enhance those lives in our community.
Well, that's a wonderful organization. I've had the privilege of serving on that board for several years ago, and I was just amazed at all the many things that they do, and they provide opportunities for people, especially, I think, the employment opportunities. They have the Pollock Center, and they also help with housing. They have some group home situations where people can be independent and live their own lives with others who may also have some challenges in life. So it's a great program. And then this event, truly one of my favorites. For those that just joining us, it's the Crab Cake Cook-Off. It's an annual event. It's one of their biggest fundraisers coming up this coming Wednesday, July 16th. So why don't you give all the details, Lauren, the tickets, the where and the when, and if someone makes a good crab cake, how they can get in the competition.
Yeah, so join us next Wednesday, July 16th. We'll be at Seville Quarter starting from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Our VIP tickets did sell out yesterday. We have general admission tickets available, but those sell out too, so don't think you're going to wait till the day of. go right now.
You don't want to just walk in.
No. Go get those tickets now. Don't wait. Crabcakecookoff.com.
Okay.
We'll be, you know, it's all the crab cakes you can eat. You get to vote on your favorite. There's, you know, Seville always has great drinks. We have live music. We have an exciting auction, silent and a really cool live auction this year.
So you are having auctions.
We do have an auction, yes.
Oh, okay. So that, I didn't realize that. So the silent auction and a live auction?
Yes.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes. Super fun. The live auction you'll do online from your phone, and you don't even have to be present to win. So anybody can join that, even if you aren't coming to Crab Cake Cookoff. You can check that out from the event website or our Facebook.
What's the event website?
Next Wednesday. Crabcakecookoff.com.
Crabcakecookoff.com. So even if you can't go Wednesday, you should go ahead to that website. Would that be the live auction, or will there be some silent auction items there as well?
That'll only be the silent auction. Will be live. Our Brent Lane will be emceeing and getting the crowd going. That one you do have to be.
We know that guy. That's our guy from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7.
That's right.
So he's a great auctioneer, by the way. If you haven't heard Brent Lane be an auctioneer, he's one of the best in town. No doubt about that. And it's Crab Cake. I'm writing this down. Crabcakecookoff.com is where I can go Wednesday if I want to bid on some of the silent auction items. And you don't have to be present to win, clearly. Oh, that's great. Okay, I'm excited about that. But if you do want to be ready for the live auction, then you do need to buy that ticket, which is $75, and then that gets you in, which I believe the event starts at 6 o'clock on Wednesday?
Correct.
Okay, 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Is it casual or formal, or what's the scoop on the attire?
It's casual. It's a summer evening event, so come casual. No need to get all black tie. It's too hot for all that.
Okay, I just want to clarify. So you can come casual and eat crab cakes. It's all good.
Yes. So just come have fun.
So in your role as the marketing communications manager, how long have you been in that role now, Lauren?
I have been about 2 years now.
2 years. So what is your favorite part of promoting this organization and being a part of ARC Gateway? What are the things that are that you have found that have touched your heart?
My favorite is definitely when I get to go visit the programs, especially when they go on outings. They've been doing cooking programs and going, you know, doing fun things in the community. Their joy is always the best part.
So seeing them cook.
Of our fundraising, crab cake is definitely my favorite day of the year.
Yeah, I have to say I'm a little partial to the crab cake. But I do like the wreath events, the holiday events at Christmas time. So that's always a good one, too.
That is fun, too. Get in the holiday spirit.
Okay, so if you just joined us talking with Lauren Valheim, she's Marketing Communications Manager with ARC Gateway. And you can find out more about the upcoming event at crabcakecookoff.com, or you can go to the ARC Gateway website at arcgateway.org. And if you have a question, it's Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. We've got a little commercial break coming up here. So, Lauren, if you'll stick around just a couple more minutes with us, and we'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this is a great event coming up, talking with Lauren Valheim. She is the Marketing and Communications Director for ARC Gateway, one of my favorite organizations in town. Good morning, Lauren. I'm so glad you could hang out with us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit again for some folks that might be just joining us. We're all excited about, I know everybody's excited about the blues this week, but this is something to do next Wednesday.
Yes, so when you have the blues that the show is over, join us next Wednesday to keep the fun going. We have Crab Cake Cook-Off next Wednesday, July 16th from 6 to 8 at Seville Quarter. All you can eat crab cakes. You get to judge and have a say-so in the people's choice. Seville always has the best drinks around. We have live music. We have exciting auction items. Just a fun way to spend a Wednesday night in the summer.
And our very own Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7, our sister station, is going to be the auctioneer for the live auction, so that will be fun.
Yes, Brent keeps everything going.
He sure does. And then also, I love the idea of the silent auction for folks maybe that won't be able to get out of work in time or have got something going on. They can actually bid on the silent auction items online. So tell us again how that will work.
Yes, our silent auction is live via mobile bid. You can find that link on our website, crabcakecookoff.com, and you can sign up to participate in that silent auction without being there. No presents needed to win, and then you can always pick up your winning at our office after the event. Our live auction is exciting this year, and you do have to be present for that, but all of our cool silent auction items are available in that mobile bid.
Excellent. So this is going to be a lot of fun. It's coming up on Wednesday, July 16th, next Wednesday, 6 to 8 o'clock at the Seville Quarter, which is 130 East Government Street. So here's the thing. Here's the final question for you, Lauren. Do you have a particular kind of crab cake that you think is the winner, is the kind that you like the best? Spicy,
ooh,
not spicy,
question.
Hot, not hot?
I do like a lot of flavor, and maybe something that you're not expecting. Some mm-hmm. of the best ones are the ones that you're like, I don't know about that one. And then you try it and it's so good.
Right, right. Well, I've had some that were super hot. And so I'm not a flaming hot.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a flaming hot kind of connoisseur.
Not a spicy person.
Well, I like spice. I like flavorful, right? But not necessarily so hot that my tongue burns and then I have to drink something right away. So there's
That's fair.
And having been to this event before, I know that's going to be all of the above. So it'll be a lot of fun.
There is a little bit of everything.
Because one of the things that, you know, we have the fundraiser, we've got the auctions and all that, but the focus of the whole night are these amazing crab cakes and these amazing chefs who come in and they give you a taste of all this stuff. It's incredible.
Yes, so they're not necessarily restaurant chefs. We have cook teams that are just, you know, people in our community that have the best secret crab cake recipe around.
That's the ones I'm talking about.
You can join us. There's still time to sign up and show off your crab cake recipe.
And where can they go to sign up if they have that excellent crab cake recipe and they want to participate?
Visit our website for Crab Cake Cookoff. It's crabcakecookoff.com.
All right.
You'll sign up as our cook team on that website.
All right. Thank you so much, Lauren Volheim, Marketing Communications Manager for ARC Gateway. Really appreciate you calling in to be with us this morning. This is a great event, y'all. If you get a chance, sign up for those tickets right now. You can go to crabcakecookoff.com. Thanks so much, Lauren. Appreciate you being here with me this morning. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, and we hope to see you next week. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.